Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sanspence Radio, people in glass houses are plants.
This episode was brought to you by Daniel Bailey, Corey Herndon, and Nick Cowling. What a bunch of Geronimos. I love you and enjoy the episode.
Hey guys, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, why is Hawkeye in the Avengers?
He's just an Olympic-level athlete who has good at archery.
Well,
it's not like, hey, did you win Golden Shot Put? Would you like to join my spy team? That's silly.
That is kind of dumb. And especially with the news of, like, Plumbing the Death Star, always been known to have their fingers on the pulse of pop culture. About a week and a half ago now, Spider-Man was announced that he is joining the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
That's true.
So let's bop out old...
yeah, Clint.
So you're like...
probably time to hit the
time
road.
Time to jog on, mate.
Like, being an archer is impressive until you stand next to a man who was bitten by a radioactive spider, can now climb walls, shoot webs.
Uh-huh. He can lift 10 ton as well.
What can you lift, Clint?
I can bench maybe 220.
Okay. No, I'm on Clint's side. Well, good on him for being in the Avengers.
Well, I guess someone needs to hold down like the bottom end.
Yeah, you need like a, you know, look, you need a ladder and you need like a bottom rung to get to the top.
Maybe they could just give him his own division of Olympic level athletes. I'd watch that movie. Like Clint, the guy's good at shot put, and the guy's good at javelin.
There's a guy that's good at passing a baton.
Yeah, yeah.
There's like a moment where they're like
team player.
Yeah, we're like, we need to get this dynamite to the bad guy. And he's like...
Because it's 1910.
And we're fighting an evil prospector. And he'd be like, I'm your guy. This is my moment.
I can't believe I bought a rug of the Hawkeye Avengers. How embarrassing.
Yeah, no, that's good. Because you'll have like a shot put player. Player? Mm-hmm. Shot put.
Yeah, shot put player.
I don't think it's
just a real player getting out there with the ladies.
Shot put,
you know?
Player, a guy that's good at javelin. Hawkeye, a man that can run fast, but not... Not like impressive fast. Impressive fast for
humans. Like humans. Yeah. But not like impressive to Quicksilver.
Yeah. Yeah. Even probably like Hulk can probably outrun him.
Definitely. Or Captain America, who's a man.
Yeah.
Just kind of any one of the regular Avengers.
Exactly.
Yeah, because again, if you're looking at like, you know, the Falcon, like he's a pretty good athlete. He can run pretty far. And, you know, Captain America just laps him about 10 times.
On your left.
On your left. Exactly. On your left constantly.
Yeah.
Mm. Look, Cap, probably pull your head in a bit. You got a super serum. That would get you disqualified.
Yeah, you're right. It would.
That's true. I was going to say, you got weightlifters.
So you're saying, though, there would be drug restrictions on this team. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Much like the Olympics. Yeah. No super serum.
Yep. Okay. No gamma radiation. No that gamma can radiation. Fuck off.
What about gadgets?
What about the guy who's really good at... What do you call it? Pull.
Yeah, I was going to say. Shooting? Yeah.
No, there's a bloody name.
Clay pigeons?
I don't think that's either.
Trap shooting?
Trap shooting?
Isn't it just shooting?
It's just shooting.
It's just shooting. It's shooting a gun, Jackson.
Well, whatever.
Which brings us to our point. If you have Olympic level athletes.
Volley?
Why would you have an archery
different sport
guy when you have a guy who can shoot a gun?
That's a really good point.
Like even
Hawkeye gets kicked out of his own team.
Out of his own team.
Clint, maybe just stay on accounts or something.
Yeah. You could start a new team. You could have a guy with a slingshot and a guy with a rubber band. And that way you're never going to get kicked out.
Just a guy with a satchel of rocks.
Yeah, that's right.
You get David, that's fine. Fighting Goliath, again, he might upstage you. Sorry, Clint, he's the new leader.
Well, is it literally just that there's no one else? Like when Spider-Man comes along, sure, just chuff him off. But until then, they're like, well, look, Clint.
I maintain, for the movies at least, they should have put Ant-Man in.
Yeah.
Because Ant-Man is infinitely better than movie Hawkeye.
Mm.
Anyway, I mean, come on. I mean, he turns up with like 12 arrows. And then there's a point where he goes to grab one and there's none. So he can't even count how many arrows he has.
That's true.
Like, that's ridiculous.
At least keep,
right?
Like, a second set.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Here's an idea. Have two quivers.
Yeah.
Eh?
Give that a go. When he was getting ready for that fight, was he like, what do I take? 12?
Yeah,
12 will do
good.
Me.
It's
fine. Right? It's just like, kind of one, two, three, one, two.
Another thing with those arrows in Avengers is, like, they're all multi-purpose. So, like, what if he just, he's like, I really need, like, just a normal arrow to shave someone. I've only got explosive arrows left.
I'm sure they'll do.
Hasn't he got a tourney thing on it?
Oh, he does.
Oh, yeah, he does.
The multi-purpose arrows.
That's still not good. That means he's like, I'll just make it a regular arrow.
And he's just wasted a perfectly good multi-arrow.
Yeah, they must be expensive.
And also, if I got that and I'm like, I'm just going to turn it into an explosive now. Smack somebody in the head and blow them up.
It's like having, like, throwing knives, but each knife is a Swiss Army knife. Yeah. It's just a waste of resources.
Well, that's the issue there. I mean, it's one of the many issues with old Clinty Boy, is that Iron Man's suit has, like energy, right? Yeah. Captain America is like just whatever. It's infinite punching. Mm. He's good. Same with Hulk. Same with Thor. Mm-hmm. But Thor's hammer.
A lot of these guys have infinite punches.
They do.
Think about it.
Even Black Widow has just like a lot of bullets.
Not, yeah. She takes out Hawkeye and tricks Loki into revealing his plan.
Yeah.
So she's
with Black Widow. The films haven't revealed it yet, but I'm willing to almost put money on the fact that it's going to be revealed that she was also part of the super serum testing. Because her backstory has sort of been hinted at.
Like
I'm pretty
KGB
sure.
style.
Oh, yeah, in the trailer.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. For sure.
And so then there just leaps and heads in front of Clint.
Well, that's another...
And Clint's not even that good of an archer. Because, again, yes, can't count his arrows. But if you look at his, like, wrist guards, like the guards on his arm, you know how many he's wearing? Two. He's wearing two.
That's too
Most
many.
Good archers either have one or zero. That means he's like smacking himself in the arm with his bowstring.
Often
enough to need, yeah. I need two of
also,
these.
Also, there's a point where Clint is useless in a fight. And that's that point where he runs out of arrows and is just like, well, I guess good luck, guys.
Yeah,
it's like if a sniper had like building, seven bullets. And then
after that.
No, if he leaps off a building, he's like, Thor, catch me!
Yeah, exactly. Thor's I'll head over there.
That's, like, a weird thing about Hawkeye is, though, and probably the only reason he's still in the team, he is probably in the films. I'm just basing it solely on the films at the moment. He's one of the first Avengers we see, because he appears in Thor.
He does, yeah.
Yeah.
He appears in Thor, which means that if the Avengers initiative is being launched, as it's mentioned in an Iron Man, Clint's on board straight off the bat. So it's almost like they started with someone who they were like, hey, this guy's handy. Then superheroes became a thing.
Yeah.
And they were like, they
have to keep him.
They've kept him because they don't really want to, like...
See, I always figured it was like an internal email, kind of like a joke, where Nick Fury is kind of seeing it like, Nick Fury is putting together like, it's the Avengers initiative, what a dick. Hey, put down Clint. Like he won the company's archery competition. All right, just put him down like a super hard archer. Like, let's see what Nick Fury does. And then Nick Fury's like, super archery? Clint, you're on the team. And there's Clint like, I gotta practice. Shit.
See, Clint always to me in the like movie Avengers always seems so earnest about the fact he's like, yeah. I am just in Clint's head. He's like, I'm basically as good as the Hulk.
Yeah, you're right. And he's so arrogant that his first appearance, there's a rack of weapons there. And they're like, you need to take out this blonde guy who's running in, breaking everything. And he goes and he reaches for a gun. He pauses and then goes for a bow and arrow. And that is inexcusable. Like, you can put 20 bullets in a guy in the time it takes to fire one arrow. And an arrow generally, unless you get someone through the head, will not kill somebody.
Yeah, arrow's not a killing weapon.
What
arrow
I love about,
like,
was
a,
anybody watching
oh, arrow
him
in
when
me,
he did
take
this?
Out arrow,
I
dead.
Don't think so.
Because, like... He knows.
And he had
he
to...
knows he's going to take the bow and arrow.
Yeah, you're right.
Who's that
you're right.
for? Who's he just... like, eh? As if, bow and arrow.
Like a David Brent kind of nod. Yeah. Like, this is so, no, sorry. Fuck that up.
No, The Office? I understand.
Yeah. They're kind of like looking at the game.
Hey, all references are welcome here.
Good. And he has to get in a little cage to get taken up. Like a baby in a basket.
Can't even climb, Clint. Just fucking climb.
Also, okay, we'll say he's in the event. Like, he's in the event.
He's in the event.
He's in it. He made the cut. He made the cut.
Nick Fury's like, super archery. I saw a competition. He came in a good second. That's good enough for me.
And, it does that thing in Thor. But then he's not in the start of Avengers. His big role in the film is the fact that he lets Loki get so close to him that just hits him with his stick.
Yeah.
You're an archer. Stay away.
Yeah, exactly.
Your whole deal is that you're far away from the
and
danger.
They say that like 30 seconds prior. They're like, what's he doing up there? And he's like, oh, he's more comfortable standing back. And then he's like, oh, what's this? And he just walks forward. I better get a closer look, I guess.
You're an archer. You're meant to have good eyesight.
A little bit blind. Yeah. Like, what is that? What am I looking at? I'm just going to trip on it. Does a little, like, hoik with his pants? What are we going? Oh, get Loki.
Because what real purpose does he serve in the Avengers, in the film? He just gets brainwashed.
Yeah.
He gets brainwashed.
That's it.
Two-thirds of the film.
Yeah.
He gets beaten up
on
by...
On you, Clint.
He gets beaten up by the second, probably...
The other, second rung up?
Yeah, the second rung up. So he's...
Black Widow.
Black Widow.
He does take out the helicarrier to his credit.
That's true.
But, I mean, it doesn't get stopped, but he tries to take out the helicarrier.
I suppose he does. But the helicarrier is not that well designed.
No,
just like a single arrow.
In a big exposed engine.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's more on Shield's fault than Clint doing good.
Okay.
That's
the
kind of thing that as the helicarrier was falling, I bet one of those like members of Shield was like, I said it. Haven't I been saying that for years?
I brought that up in at least six staff meetings.
And everyone else is like, ah!
Yeah.
They're sitting there
just
smug,
just a mesh sheet. That's all you need.
That'll do.
Like, we all saw Star Wars. We all know what happened. Come on, guys.
Am I the only one thinking here? Yeah.
A lot of bureaucracy, a lot of red tape, too many cook situation, you know.
They've already designed it. You cannot redesign a massive helicarrier.
Yeah.
Once you're in the air.
Except they do afterwards, because in Captain America, they're like, yeah, we fixed that, because that was a fucking mistake.
This guy, he knew what was going on.
Our bottom rug guy took it out. So
bottom rug to top rug.
That was embarrassing.
Like that.
Yeah. They say, though, in the next Avengers, he's got to really step it up.
But that's before they announced...
He'd have to,
that's
yeah.
before they announced that Spider-Man is now part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. There's a lot going... Because they've also said that Black Widow is going to get a big backstory.
Yep.
How about...
I'm worried.
So Clint Barton sort of is, like, tooling around Iron Man, Tony Stark's lab, comes across... A radioactive spider program gets bitten. Now we have a Spider-Man in the MCU.
Who can shoot arrows?
Who can shoot fucking
arrows? He refuses to give it up.
Web-covered arrows.
Just swing across there. No. He's like, no, one of you fly me.
Because then you just grab like a bit of like a stick and then like grab a web and like flip as the bowstring and everyone be like, stop that.
You can lift 10 tons. Just go punch a guy. I'm more comfortable.
Spider horn.
We know you're committed to it, but you don't have to.
It's fine. Nobody's going to care that that didn't work out for you.
Makes arrow out of web. Like, stop this.
Yeah.
Every time he goes to thwip, he's like, do it like he's pulling back.
Oh,
and
God. It'd be so embarrassing.
Hey?
Spider Hawk makes me sick.
Spider
Hawk. Okay. We've only discussed...
I liked it. Just, Tony Stark, he's like, hey, I'm defending the world. And also, I'm just making spiders radioactive.
Yeah. Why not?
As a goof.
It seems like something that, like, Tony would do in a bit of a drunken bender.
Yeah.
Be like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get this spider. Fucking white tails are fucking everywhere. I'm going to inject you with some gamma radiation. See what happens.
He just really misses the Hulk. And then he's trying to turn anything into
I'm
going to
throw
friend.
This handful of spiders at Hawkeye.
Hey, Hawkeye!
Hey, Hawkeye!
Yes, Tony! He's like,
just firing arrows. Like, wildly.
Too for you, piece of shit.
Visor comes out, he vomits into it. Like, help me. Hawk, Clint, help! Clint, help!
Iron Man, like, falling on his back and then rocket boosting down a hole. That's a really funny image.
And that's the origin of MCU Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nailed it.
Maybe he's just like a fall guy. Like, he's the only human properly that wasn't a former KGB agent. So, maybe it's just like, hey, we need an Avenger to go down to, like, important gatherings and, like, mayoral ribbon
cuttings. Because, again, if I was a general public and I'm like, there's going to be a guest appearance by the Avengers, and I rock up and it's Hawkeye.
You'd be pretty upset. Yeah.
You'd be like,
honestly, my disappointment would be palpable.
Also, now that they've got Captain America, he's also, like, he's huge and everyone knows who he is, but, like, he'd also be fine at, like, public events.
Yeah.
He started off doing the
Yeah, he'd be great at that.
Yeah, he all the propaganda stuff that he did in World War II.
He'd be perfect at that. He'd be a great spokesman. Sorry, Clint, you're
plus
out
his
again.
His projectile weapon can also block.
Yeah. Come, block
and
those.
Return.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm sure that one point Hawkeye's had like a boomerang arrow just a.
Oh, you're right.
You just know that he's got it. And the thing is, it's a two handed weapon. Is he like, foop? Holy shit. Let go of the bow, drop the bow, grab the boomerang. Oh, no.
You're right.
It's off a building. Yeah, that's another thing. Hawkeye loses that bow. He's just a scared guy.
Yeah.
Imagine if in the final battle for New York in Avengers, one of the Chitauri had flown past, grabbed his bow, then flown on. It's just like the Hulk coming over and being like, Hawkeye, why aren't you doing
anything?
What are you
doing?
He's like, they have my bow.
It's like, grab a gun. No, it's not. It's just not my thing.
You know I can't.
I just don't know what I'm doing. I'll hurt someone.
I love the idea of them just grabbing the bow and then just leaving him though. Just like not killing him. And he's just like, ah, oh, what?
Just like floundering, flailing his arms.
What do I do?
Just throwing his arrows. Yeah. Is this working?
And like not even like a javelin, it's like spinning.
Because it would be.
He even hits the like Chitauri, but just like with the tail. Yeah. Just picks it up, turns to explosive mode, throws it back.
Here's your boomerang arrow.
All right, so we've only discussed the Marvel Cinematic Universe for Hawkeye, and that's a very limited universe because of movie rights and external stuff that we don't really care about here.
Nope.
But in comic books, it makes even less sense.
I'm going to make... Okay, for in Hawkeye's defense, for the one and only time this episode, I'm going to bring in the Ultimate Universe.
Okay.
Where Hawkeye is kind of more like Bullseye.
Yeah, so he's got like perfect aim.
He's got perfect aim. Mm. So there's a scene in the Ultimate comics where he gets captured and they're like, kill his wife and kids. So now he's got like, I got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
And he just like picks his own nails and uses them as projectiles. And it's sick because he's like, finally, he's doing something and he's proving why he's a member of the Avengers because he's like a sick spy. But then Joe Maduria and Jeff Loeb get hold of it and it's just terrible and he starts using guns. Not great. Avoid Ultimates 3. Please, just as a favor from me, don't read them. Anyway.
That sounds like he stopped being Hawkeye and started being the Punisher, though.
It got 90-ified, but like in late 2000s.
That's an interesting time to
very
take
much
to
that it took Hawkeye's wife and kid dying before he could actually be worthwhile.
I guess he always had it there; he just never showed it. So
you know what? You know what? Hawkeye's
Ultimate Universe.
You know why he's useful? You know the only reason you keep him in the Avengers because he can put Ant-Man on his arrow and fire that.
Oh yeah,
he does that in like Ant-Man's first or his one of somebody's first appearance.
So he's does basically it in a comic at some point.
He's an Ant-Man transportation device.
Yeah, sure.
Need to get Ant-Man from point A to B quickly. You get Hawkeye. Otherwise,
well, honestly, but you could just pick the Hulk. Hey Hulk, can you just flick?
Because I feel like Ant-Man's just gonna be like, and Hulk's gonna be like, Hulk, sorry.
Good point.
He's definitely better as a spy, like a covert spy or a street level superhero. Have you guys read My Life as a Weapon? It's like the current run. It's amazing, and it's just him. It's most of it's him day to day life. In his apartment, something busts in or whatever, and he has to deal with the neighborhood situation. He's like Daredevil, basically.
Yeah, see, that's cool.
And that's where he belongs. He should have a Netflix series like Daredevil.
Yeah.
Or We Don't Want to See You.
Because, I mean, he's got like that sort of, if you just gave him a city like Batman has Gotham, like Superman could come into Gotham and sort that out, but he doesn't.
He doesn't.
Because I guess he doesn't care.
Because he's nice.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, oh, have it, Batman. It's yours.
Bruce, you need something. Everyone needs something to wake up to in the morning. You need this.
This is yours. So if they were just like, hey, Hawkeye, have...
the Lower East Side.
Have Seattle.
Yeah, sure.
No one's in Seattle. It's yours. Defend
you look up, it. You look after that Grey's Anatomy's cast.
Yeah. Exactly. I was imagining the Frasier cast as well. Look after Frasier for us, Hawkeye.
He's a treasure.
Yeah. Bring it back to the movies again, just quickly. It seems like that they would put Hawkeye in Thor as like a cameo thing, and they're like, sweet, we'll just leave it like that. Then Avengers, they threw him in as just
Guess they needed someone to get brainwashed.
Yeah, they needed.
And then I think, because Hawkeye has a weirdly vocal fan base.
Yeah, I've copped a lot of flack for saying that, like, this exact thing about movie Hawkeye and what is he doing and whatever. Yeah, yeah, like a lot.
What are people's arguments? I'm curious.
It's mostly just a personal thing. Oh, it's okay. Like I'm attacking them personally, like he's their dad.
Any listeners out there, I will fucking fight your dad.
Well, I recently read a whole comic. It was like a couple of weeks back. It was all about like anti-bullying. And
what? You're just reading PSA.
I basically was.
Sam
was
just got a pile of like, hey, don't bully, don't do drugs.
Yeah,
like,
it was basically just flicking through it. And it was basically the team of the Avengers doing what we are doing, but to Hawkeye's face. And Hawkeye getting very sad.
Oh, so he wasn't even like... worked up. He was just sad.
He's like, you guys are being mean. Stop it. It offends me. My sensibilities. Can you please not?
Is Hawkeye just a whiny little piece of shit?
And then they're like, they're fighting this giant robot. And they're like, of course, this giant robot is weak spotted. This one little tiny, you know, 3x3 inch square. I guess we'll give it to Hawkeye. Even though really... any of us could do it.
Yeah, if Iron Man hit that with like a big blast, he's gonna get it.
Yeah, exactly.
But hey,
or even just put Ant-Man in there, or like 3x3 Captain America could probably climb it and just punch it.
Oh, yeah, honestly, shield it.
Yeah,
yeah. So it's the only reason Hawkeye's in the Avengers. Pity. Is he like, hey guys, we're the Avengers, and they're like, oh gee.
Oh yes.
Pity default. They need a guy with no sleeves for some reason. Yeah. I don't know.
He's got a nice tunic in the new one, or at least from the trailers. It looks nice.
You know what? I want to be surprised at the next one. I want him to have a moment and go, you know what?
Yeah.
He's all right. Yeah.
I
want him to pick up Cap Shield and be just like, use it. Because I think he'd be pretty good with the shield.
I think he would, yeah. Really? Just pick up anything else.
Yeah.
A gun. Even a crossbow?
Yeah.
Like, that'd be kind of cool. Like, you got like a bit of power behind that. A longbow is...
Because in the evolution of weaponry, didn't it go bow, crossbow?
Yeah, he's quite a few steps behind in terms of projectile weapons.
It's sort of like if Iron Man was like, hey, I've got this new weapon, it's a sword.
Or if Iron Man was like, look out, and he like opened his palm and then just started pouring gunpowder into his shoulder and put a little like iron ball in there and was like, just give it a fucking second, light a fuse. Or if he just had it look like a literal pirate ship cannon as his repulsive cannon.
I feel Whiplash would have just broken his neck by then.
Yeah, yeah.
Or at least the kickback would have broken his arm.
Yeah. So maybe Team Morrell?
But I don't think anybody likes him.
Nah, because he's always on...
Black Widow seems to like him.
Black Widow's like him.
She wears an arrow necklace as well in the Captain America sequel.
But then she's all about Cap in that film.
I'm all about Cap.
Look, next to Cap, though, anyone is second wrong.
Yeah.
So that's...
Captain America's literally the ultimate man.
More on Cap.
Mm. Also, hasn't it been like... Oh, yeah. And also the trailer for Age of Ultron, I think I might be making this up. But doesn't it hint that there's like a Bruce Banner Black Widow thing?
Yeah, there's
going
something going on there, yeah.
Poor Clint.
Yeah.
Can't even catch a break.
It's not like him and Black Widow are like.
They're not like for true truths.
Yeah. They're not official. They're not steady.
Excuse me?
For true truths. They're not going steady.
They're not steady. He hasn't given her like his Letterman jacket yet.
Yeah.
It's, you know. They haven't gone to make it. They've only gone out to make out point, and that's it.
For true truths, maybe. Is like society.
But they're just really good friends.
As I learnt language again.
But in the comics, though, he's like Captain America's biggest fan. Like, there's a moment where
that was taken from him by Agent Coulson.
That's very true. But in the comics, there's like a moment in, I think it was the Kree-Skrull War. This is going back a bit, where they're like, all right, the Supreme Intelligence, who's, you know what, you don't need to know, just the leader of the Kree, and he's the big bad, and he orchestrated all this bullshit, and then he's like, all right, like, Tony Stark is like, we need to kill the Supreme Intelligence.
I thought you were going to say need to kill Hawkeye.
No.
Rude.
Kill Supreme Intelligence.
Done. Bang. Dead.
And Hawkeye's like, no, he's like, hey, we gotta go back and save Cap, and Tony just punches him unconscious. Anyway, they like form what is basically called what Captain America dubs the, I think he calls them like the Revengers, or like...
Was this a 90s series? Because I'm going to go maybe, Revengers.
Yeah. He calls them something like a... No, he calls them a Kill Squad. Yeah, Kill Squad. And so all this like group of Avengers go and they kill the Supreme Intelligence, and Cap America is very pissed off. So when they get back to Earth, he's like, right, we're going to have a team meeting. I'm going to do like a seminar on things we do and do not do, like a morale seminar, and like maybe only Hawkeye turns up. And so then Cap's very bitter, mm-hmm. and they go to a bar, and then Clint's like, hey, Cap, why don't me and you? We just start our own Avengers. Just me and you, man. I got your back. And even Captain America's like, nah, I'm just going to solo this. I'll be back.
Be in touch, I guess. Yeah.
Maybe he's not even for morale.
Honestly, the only explanation I can give in the films is the fact that he was just there first. And yeah. like before Iron Man and the Hulk, and before they knew Captain America was still alive, he was like their best bet. It's like, hey, this guy, he's sort of acrobat. Actually, he's pretty acrobatic.
Yeah. Like, hey, sure. like, look,
he's probably a gymnast.
Good, yeah. I was going to say, he won probably silver in gymnastics yeah. and gold in archery.
He's pretty good at judo.
I'd probably go silver in archery.
Why, silver in archery?
Bronze in gymnastics. It was a tough year.
It was a tough year. Look, it was a tough competition.
So, but then they're like, oh, man. This is a literal god.
Does that mean if they like the literal god didn't happen, could Nick Fury be like, hey, Michael Phelps, you're real good at swimming.
Usain Bolt.
And Namor is owned by Fox.
So do you want to be our sea king?
Okay.
Well, does that mean that, say, Thor hadn't crash landed, and say... fucking Captain America hadn't been found.
Yep.
When the Chitauri invaded, would it just be Hawkeye?
It'd be Iron Man, oh, yeah. Hawkeye, Black Widow.
Hulk.
But
maybe even not, because Hulk may have died or not turned up. Yeah. What happened there? He fought...
Oh, he was fighting...
Hulk would have killed everybody in the helicarrier.
Yeah.
Because Thor was the only reason that he didn't.
That's fucked up. That's just a crash. That's just everyone dead.
But if Thor isn't there, Loki's not there.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, good point.
And the Chitauri aren't there.
But what else happens on Earth in that film timeline? Captain America 2. No, because they need to find Captain America. No, actually, no, they don't. Winter Soldier could still happen.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, he can turn up.
But without Captain America. So. Yeah.
Again, it's just Hawkeye trying to deal with this super soldier.
Just Hawkeye being beaten up.
Just
for like 2 hours, just like him just getting smacked in the face.
Bam.
Though, there was a scene that was supposed to be shot for Captain America 2, because Hawkeye was supposed to be in it. He went off, Jeremy Renner made something else.
Born 5?
Probably, yeah, sure.
Louis.
Which is not even in anymore, because Jeremy Renner is the Hawkeye of actors. But anyway, so that Hawkeye tries to stop Captain America, and he pins him, and then says, whispers to him, you've got a tracker on you, and then fucks off. So he helps him out. And then, so that would have been a nice little kind of, if he's a guy who can take on Captain America.
Yeah.
Of course, that didn't happen. So no, don't worry about it. Forget I said anything.
Yeah.
Jerry Murray's probably like, yeah, no, I made a good decision. I made the worst Bourne film. And now I got kicked out of the next one.
I made the worst Bourne film. The worst Mission Impossible film. Was he in that?
The fourth. I reckon that's the best one. Fourth one. But he was supposed to take over.
Yeah, choose the worst one.
That's true. Definitely.
Actually, I like that one because I had the one where he's on the tower, yeah?
Yeah.
I just remember a lot of doves?
That was two.
Yeah.
Two sucks. Yeah. Ghost Protocol 4. It's all right.
It's good. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
I thought you're just going to be like Ghostbusters. Pretty good. Also pretty good.
But he was meant to be like the next Ethan Hunt.
Yeah, that was
the
idea.
But they're like, nah.
Can you imagine?
Still do this.
Can you imagine if you know, Jeremy Renner, he's like, oh, I get to be like a superhero in one of the Marvel films. That's pretty cool. Like those are iconic guys.
Mm.
And then he's like, he gets a script at his house and he's like,
oh, I wonder if I'm Iron Man.
Yeah. Am I going to be Thor? I'm in the Thor movie. I'm Hawkeye. I don't read comics. Let's find out who this guy. Oh.
And the problem is like he's shot his wad too soon because now we're getting a bunch of Marvel properties.
Black Panther and Ms. Marvel and the Inhumans.
We are not getting a solo Hawkeye film.
No. Could you imagine? They're not doing a Black Widow movie, so they're definitely not doing a Hawkeye movie.
They're not doing a Hulk film.
Yeah, that's nuts.
World War Hulk, come on, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Send Hulk to space!
I hope they should do Planet Hulk, World War Hulk, unless they're holding that for after Age of Ultron. Because maybe Inhumans. He goes there in the...
After Inhuman.
Yeah. Because maybe there's rumor, spoiler alert, possibly, I don't fucking know, that Hulk gets shot into space at the end.
Sick.
And then that maybe is Planet Hulk.
I cannot wait for them to try and, like, realistically and not ridiculously shoot Hulk into space. Because how do you even manage that? Try and picture
it's like,
Hulk getting shot into space in a way that is not just retarded.
It's like Ant-Man being shot on an arrow, just on a larger scale.
just Hulk grabbing like a space shuttle.
Yeah, exactly.
No!
And maybe Hawkeye was like, press the button so he felt useful.
Oh. The only way I can think of to get Bruce Banner or Hulk into space and it to seem somewhat tragic and not hilarious is to have Thor pick up Bruce Banner while he's Bruce Banner. Fly up and then like sort of like
throw him.
But but like as he's slowly turning it, like he's turning into the Hulk, so it's sort of like a
it's like a race against time.
Yeah.
No, equally as cool. They're for some reason at the space station. He's Bruce Banner at the time. They lock him in the shuttle, chuff it off, and then he's like hulking around in the shuttle trying to escape, but it's too tough and poof, he's in space.
Or again, it could be like a heartstringy type thing, and I'm gonna refer to a comic probably two people in this room haven't read, but the Astonishing X-Men Kitty Pryde Otherworld Bullet thing going to the... Have you read that?
Possibly.
Astonishing X-Men, where there's like a giant bullet being... like a giant gun firing at the Earth.
I have read that,
and then like there's this giant bullet coming, so then Kitty Pryde just phases this bullet through the Earth, and then she's trapped in this bullet forever. Spoiler. She comes back.
How many issues? Like... four?
Probably. Not as long as you'd think. Like, not as long as there should have been. So maybe something like that. Maybe he's got to sacrifice himself, a little bit of self-sacrifice, be the hero that Earth needs, Hulk, and then he's like, you know, sad Hulk music as the rocket goes up.
Yeah. Sad Hulk music in my head was the Jurassic Park theme.
Sure.
I think it starts similarly.
It does, yeah. There are similarities. I think Ultron's probably just going to pack him into a rocket.
You know? Chop him off.
Yeah, or he goes crazy and brainwashed and the Avengers have to do it. Because otherwise there's no Planet Hulk. If he comes back and the Avengers didn't shoot him into space, he's going to be like, man, that was crazy. I was in space. It's nuts. But he's going to come back like angry. You know what I mean?
Or it's like Mr. Fix-It Hulk. And they're like, hey. Go on, fix that rocket.
Yeah.
You're a good, you dick with your hand.
He's like, Mr. Fix-It is more like I do crimes, I'm a fixer.
You're a handyman. Go in the rocket. We promise not to launch you into space.
What's her name? Quicksilver's sister. Scarlet Witch.
Yes. Oh, Pietro? No, that's Quicksilver.
Wanda. Scarlet Witch, maybe she could just like
magic him into space.
Shoot him off to the moon.
And if they're joining the... Oh, my God. Like, the Vision is joining the Avengers.
Oh, yeah.
So is bloody Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver.
Doctor Strange as well.
Hawkeye, just go.
And then there's, like, the Inhumans as well.
Yeah.
And they are just, like, you know, another subset. Like Black Bolt, if he just whispered to you, your head will explode.
Yeah.
What are you going to do against that, Hawkeye?
Do you think they'd have to tell him, or do you think he'd take the hit? Do you think one day he just... It's like the end of...
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
With Goodwill Hunting,
yeah.
Where he just doesn't show up to work. And they're all just like, yes.
We knew it.
Someone gives him the speech, you know, that's the day that I'm waiting for, the day that you don't turn up to work. Not because you're better than us, the opposite.
And then they go in for him breaks, and it's like, it is your fault. It is your fault.
Be better. Maybe pick up a gun.
Well, on that note, I've been Joel.
I've also been Joel.
I've been Mr. Sunday Movies. And James.
And I've been Jackson.
Hawkeye, probably it's time to hand in your resignation.
Just,
mate.
Like, go back to being a really fucking great athlete.
Yeah. Just pick up your game or, again, a gun.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.